Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Fowler Road. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. We ask you to come on out and join us here at the PNC Bank in Strongsville, because one of the main reasons is sitting with us right now. He is wide receiver Devon Best for the Browns. He's been busy signing autographs, posing for pictures, and he's taking a little time out of this to join us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you with us. So, Devon, let's start with this. Obviously, the start of the season is tough. It's not what you or anyone had wanted or had hoped for. You want to be right up there. You want to be 2-0. You want to be thinking about moving in a good direction, but that's not the case. So you're a veteran player. How do you handle this yourself, and how do you handle this with the younger guys who look to you for that leadership?
Well, we had a tremendous amount of confidence in the locker room. That's one thing. Our character, we're not where we want to be. We got in the training camp, and it was something that was very, 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 very exciting for us. We knew we had North coming in, with a high octane offense, with Chud and his background and whatnot. But, we have had a few bumps in the road. I think the biggest thing is right now is just sticking together, staying together, and moving on to the next game.
And so that's the thing, is keep the focus looking ahead, and that's really how
absolutely,
you deal with that.
Absolutely. You have to stay the course. It'd be easy to get sidetracked and distracted by all the distractions outside of what's in that locker room. So we just got to stay together.
Devon, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You come to Cleveland. It's your first year. The offense, has a lot of big expectations, as you talked about. Josh Gordon suspended for the first two games. He'll be back in Minnesota. What do you think he can bring to this offense that maybe wasn't there without him in the first couple of games?
He's a physical specimen. He's big, he's physical, can run. He has all the tangibles to be a dominant receiver in this league. So I think our biggest thing is kind of getting him back caught up, from a physical standpoint, getting the reps, getting him in the film room, and he can be a threat for us. We all know that we have to step our level of play up in all aspects, and that's everybody, including myself. We have what we need, and we just got to continue to work.
Yeah, and with Josh coming back, you saw him, in training camp, and the capabilities that he has. How do you see his influence on this offense? Just knowing the guy you saw at his best in training camp in the preseason.
A big play guy, and that's something that we're lacking right now. We just got to continue to keep chipping, we know this is a really, really highly competitive league, everybody's good. But if you want to be great, you want to win ball games, you got to do the small things. And we just got to continue to hone on that and stay together.
And you talk about a big play guy as a receiver who works primarily out of the slot. How does that open up things for you underneath schematically when you have a guy like Gordon who can stretch the field and the defenses have to respect?
Absolutely. I live by this. You can't double team everybody. So somebody's going to have to win the one-on-one matchup, So the more versatility we have out there on the field, the more threatening we are to opposing defenses, and that's the type of offense we want to bring to the table.
0-2, no matter how you slice it, is frustrating no matter what the scores are. But as we looked at this last game in particular, it's Baltimore, the defending Super Bowl champs, you're playing them on their turf, you're ahead of them at halftime, and really for large parts of that game you were one or two plays away, it seemed, from winning that. How hard was that for you to digest, just to go through that?
Just very tough, even looking back and watching that fourth down play, just knowing how this game comes down to literally inches. Who knows what the outcome of the game would have been had we converted that. But we understand that, it's a game of inches, and we know that. You got to continue to keep pushing, keep fighting. And sometimes, that's just the way the cards fold.
And you're exactly right. And one of the things we've talked about a little bit is that while the offense hasn't put the points on the board yet, there were plays that were an inch off here, a fraction off there, too much pressure, didn't allow it to set up. Do you feel like that you guys have really had some opportunities to make plays, and that going forward, you're going to hit on some of those?
Absolutely. And key points you just said, we've had the opportunities. We just you know, a play here, you know, or a pressure here, or a depth on the route there, you know, just little detail stuff that we have to continue to hone on and practice. So, you know, the more and more we do that, the more we can transfer it over to the game on Sundays and win ball games, turn this thing around.
Help people understand, help me understand this. When the whole dialogue that we've had with this team through the off season, up to the time of your arrival as well, and it continued on, with North Turner, with Rob Chudzinski, that it would be creative, attacking, and wide open. And those were kind of the buzzwords, right, that we heard all summer and all off season, all summer. And I think a lot of people attached, and I did too, faith that that was something to kind of lean on and expect once games were being played. We're not seeing that, obviously. We've seen one touchdown in two games. You just mentioned one play here, one block there, one missed thing here and there. But beyond that, is the scheme itself, is the ideas that are being put out there, the game planning and such, is it being done in ways that gives you optimism that some things will eventually click because you've seen it in the playbook?
Absolutely. We've seen it in the playbook. We've seen it in the preseason. We've seen it all training camp, you know. The coaches are doing a great job at putting us in a position to make the plays. We have to do a better job. We have to get better. You know, I have to get better. The line has to get better. The running back has to, everybody, you know, and that's just the type of the type of guys in that locker room. You know, our heads aren't down. We're moving on to the next. We're trying to find ways to get better. You know, we're watching the tape more thorough. You know, we're taking time on watching certain one-on-one releases. You know, just because that's the difference in separating or not. You know, so. Just the small things, the small details, we just got to continue to keep honing on. I think the more and more we do that, we'll be all right.
With your role in the slot, you often work the middle of the field. And when you look at this Minnesota Vikings secondary as you prepare for week number three, one of their big vulnerabilities has been two slot receivers over the middle to running backs out of the backfield. Their linebackers have had some tough time covering there. Their safeties have had a tough time with tight ends. Do you think in the middle of the field you guys have an advantage this week against their nickel corner with all the turnover they've had in their secondary, losing Antoine Winfield? And is that where you guys are looking to attack this week?
We'll see. I hadn't had the opportunity to watch the tape yet, but we know that they're 0-2 just like us, and you know, somebody has to win, you know, and that's our mindset.
That's,
you
right.
know, we know that they gonna come out swinging as well. You know, they don't want to go 0-3, so it's gonna be a great game. You know, we got to go in tomorrow with a positive attacking mindset to the day, from a classroom standpoint. Take it out to practice, watch the tape, and just kind of unfold day by day into the week, until Sunday, until it's game time, and then show up this week.
Devon Best joins us here, wide receiver for the Browns. We're at the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Fowler Road. Come on out and join us for food and refreshments and all kinds of fun. You don't know for sure who your quarterback's going to be on Sunday because of the injury to Brandon Whedon. Head coach Rob Chudzinski said that he said yesterday to be a couple of days before things maybe play themselves out with that. Maybe we'll know a lot more about that tomorrow. But obviously the possibilities are, if it's not Brandon, it's Jason Campbell or it's Brian Hoyer. As a receiver who's worked primarily with Brandon through training camp and through these first two games, preseason, these first two games, just your thoughts on the uncertainty of that position. How does that affect you and the other receivers, or does it?
Well, that's what training camp is for. I think, you know, the coaches did a good job at, you know, splitting the reps between those guys, because we got just as much as reps with the twos and threes as we did with the ones. You know, obviously as we got closer to the season, into preseason, into regular season, you know, we got our reps with Brandon. But I think Jason and Brian do a phenomenal job, even with their backup reps, and even on scout team. Look, you know, that's an opportunity for them to get better, work on their game. And, you know, whoever's lining up, you know, our back is against the wall. So whoever's lining up at quarterback, we got to have their back, and we got to go out and win this ball game.
Devon, you played with a pretty good defense down in Miami last year before joining this Cleveland Browns team. Defense through the first two games has been very, very good, very tough. How impressed are you with the defense of the Browns thus far through the first two games?
Well, we had high expectations for our defense. I think we had a great offseason, you know, with acquisitions and draft picks and whatnot. Our defense did a good job, doing training camp. Obviously, we had to go against them every day, but they're playing phenomenal, and we have to match their intensity. We have to match their playmaking ability, and we got to have it back, you know. And once all three phases get the clicking, I think we're gonna be a tough team to beat.
I know the rule of thumb among players is you take care of your own business, even within a team, that, you know, take care of your own house and let others kind of handle their own thing. But a big part of why you are here, and a lot of people look to you as, again, that leader, that more experienced voice in the receiver room. And there's a circumstance with one guy in Greg Little who's had some issues, and they've kind of gone both ways, but on the field, I want to start there, with repeated drop passes. Off the field, he had another incident the other night with his car, suspended license. Again, I know it's not about asking people to be a preacher to their teammates or that sort of thing, but everybody has to be an adult and handle themselves. But how do you, as a veteran teammate, look to that? Is there any role that you feel you need to play to just kind of counsel the guy who is probably also frustrated as a player? Because I've seen him work the jugs machine. I saw all that time he spent in the practice field, and he's still having a hard time, you know, catching passes.
Well, first and foremost, you just got to, you got to be open to him. You got to be up front, and you got to, make him feel, that you're actually there for him and you're not just trying to feed him or blow smoke, you know. We all have opportunities that we mess up, you know. And I think the best thing about messing up is learning from that opportunity, learning from messing up, you know. Right. So, he's young. Wise young man, smart. You know, like you said, very talented, athletic. I think the more and more he can, keep his name out of the buzz, keep his name off the radio, keep his name off the media, whatever. Right. I think the more and more his playing ability on the field will show up. You know, obviously they are distractions, but they're fixable. You know, it's not the end of the world, and I just, try to just be there for support him in any way possible, whether it's talking, whether it's, hanging out in the locker room, whatever the case may be, I'm open. I'm not the type of guy to step on toes or nothing.
Gotcha.
So I'm there, and that's how
good.
It is.
Okay. Well, Devon, we appreciate the fact that you're here. By the way, how fun has it been hanging out? Because you've had, there's been a long line of people getting autographs, and, Browns fans have expressed their frustration and whatever about the start, but they also are extremely supportive. I mean, they come out.
Absolutely.
And have you had – it looks like you've had a lot of positive encounters. I've been looking over there.
Absolutely. Everybody's, they're a little frustrated. They're running out of patience, but at the same time, they're out here in line, standing here to support,
Yeah.
So we'll get things turned around real quick. That's the nature of this game. You move on to the next, on to the next, and next week can become a snowball effect.
Well, we appreciate not only
very
having
much.
You here today, but, with us on the Browns, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
He is Devon Best, wide receiver for the Browns. Come out and see him. He's here for a little while longer at the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Fowler Road, and hang out. There's food, there's refreshment, and at 5 p.m. Eastern time, you will have Jordan Cameron, tight end for the Browns, also present. He'll be here doing the same thing, signing autographs, posing for pictures. It's a beautiful day, so come on out and hang out with us. Nathan Zagura is back in the studio in Berea. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.